Coder online revenue grow across various regions in Q3. Online gambling operator Coder Online has released its third quarter results, showing a total revenue of €41.1 million, $44.6 million, a 42% increase compared to Q3 2022. Net gaming revenue, NGR, also surged by 41% to reach €43.2 million, signifying growth in nearly all regions where Coder Online is operational. In Spain, NGR saw a boost of 27% to €18.9 million. Revenue in Mexico increased by 63% to €21 million, while NGR from other jurisdictions amounted to €1.5 million, an increase of 67% year-on-year. However, Colombia was the exception, witnessing a 5% drop from the previous year to €1.5 million. Coder Online shows significant improvement. In the third quarter ending September 30th, Coder Online experienced a net loss of €1.8 million, which is a highly significant 84% improvement compared to the €11.6 million loss reported in Q3. The company's total cash position stands at €43 million. Regarding monthly active users, the trend seen in the net gaming revenue was also mirrored in this segment. In Spain, monthly active users rose by 16%, from 32.5 million to 41 million. Mexico experienced a 39% increase from 37.4 million to 51.8 million, and other regions showed a 20% uptick from 7.5 million to 9 million. Likewise, Colombia was the only country that saw a decline in the number of real money active users at 6%. Coder Online is the first Spanish market-focused gambling operator to list on the US NASDAQ. Since its listing, the company has been striving to attain profitability and a positive adjusted EBITDA. With Coder Online's continued growth in Q1, Q2, and now Q3, the group foresees concluding 2023 with net gaming revenue ranging from €155 million to €165 million. However, the company projected a negative EBITDA between €10 - €18. The operator aims to achieve positive EBITDA and cash flow throughout 2024. Quote, "Our third quarter results have shown that the combination of a strong brand, high-quality customer acquisitions and an attractive product offering has allowed us to deliver not only strong top-line growth but also a significant improvement in profitability, with our first quarter of break-even adjusted EBITDA less than 2 years following our U.S. listing." Oscar Iglesias, CFO of Coder Online.